time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Steelers on Saturday.
Is that the one?
It is not the one. Oh, no. Sadly, it's not the one. It is not the one, but it is the first one, so that's cool.
Marlon takes that through that interception and then the run back to kind of sticking the ball out there.
Yeah, got the man coverage, ran to flat, rushed through it, and I was able to pick it off. And then, you said holding the ball out. I really wanted to make it very clear. David Ajabo was right there, and I wanted to pitch it to him. Some people told me it looked like taunting, and I was like, definitely not. And I just wanted to make sure the fine committee and the officiating make sure that Ajabo was right there. So try to get it to him. He wasn't running fast enough, so I didn't get it to him. But then as I begin the end zone, celebrating with teammates, and it was good. It was fun.
Marlon, we know how big this rivalry is. What does it mean to be able to make a play like that, especially in a game that clinches you guys a playoff spot?
Man, for me, I'm really over the years, I would say year two, year three, a guy from our AFC North team, we might jersey swap. But over the years, people be asking me for the jersey. I'm like, no, I don't even want your jersey. So it means a lot. I over the years, it's really meant a lot to me how much it means to represent the Baltimore Ravens. These rivalries, they mean a lot to me. I think, I don't know if it's because I've been here so much, but I really feel like I bleed purple and black. And to put, a big play like that in the archives and clinch the playoffs, it was huge. So for me, I would imagine it probably means more to me than some, but it was awesome.
Marlon, put in perspective this week in your life. I mean, you had a child, I think John said this week, and then this football. I mean, can you kind of sum that up?
Yeah, it was a really, I told the guys, man, this week has definitely been a memorable one for me. You think I come in to after the baby, and my team chaplain's like, my son's name is Duke, and he's like, you haven't even looked at the NFL football, have you? And I'm like, no. And then I realized on the football it says the Duke. So I felt like it was only right to make a play. My whole family's in town to help out with my wife and everything. I was texting her before. I'm supposed to go pick her up from the hospital, discharge her with the baby. So there's a lot of just great things that happened this week. And clinching a spot in the playoffs was, it was cool to get a pick six. But, man, clinching a spot in the playoffs to beat the Steelers, man, I'm just happy that the guys came in, put in the work, and we just took care of business. I felt that this team has had our number over the years. And just take care of business, man. I felt like the performance we put on, it wasn't perfect, but I felt like that's what we were supposed to do. I feel like we are a good football team, and it's really good when we can play good football, not beat ourselves, which I feel like has been the result of the last couple of games. We beat ourselves, and I felt that we didn't do that today.
Marlon, to that point that you talked about earlier in the week, how it was not a hump necessarily getting over to beat this team, but now that you guys did beat them and kind of snapped that 8-9 thing and all of that, how do you sort of describe the significance of that to you?
Man, it's huge. I like I said earlier this week, I didn't feel it was a hump, but I did feel it was a let's just not beat ourselves. And it was some great hugs after the game. And we just want to keep building on that, enjoy it a little bit, and then get ready to go to Houston and on a really short week, and continue just putting in the work. These guys, when they show up, we fuss, we fight, but when it comes to winning, everybody has got to be on the same page. We've done that all year. I just want us to just continue to do that.
Marlon, two more for Marlon.
Yeah, what day was the birth, Marlon?
Honestly, I actually do not know. This Saturday game has got me a little jumbled. But it was this week. It was not long ago. I slept on the couch and I was sleep. It was, they woke me. I mean, I know I shouldn't have been sleeping probably, but they woke me up and I'm dismantled. They taking her out of the room. It was a lot. It was just a lot. But I was just trying not to pass out or anything. So I was trying to make the moment about her, the baby. So I was just head down. The baby came out. I didn't even really see it. I was just trying to – I'm a little wheezy, and I've never pushed past a wheezy, and I didn't think that was the day. So it was a lot, but I'm thankful. God is so good, and let's keep the family's good. The family's good.
Well, we know Kyle Hamilton's a great player. You're a multi-time Pro Bowl guy. Can you talk about Ardarius Washington, what he's done kind of to help this secondary kind of glue together and what he's brought?
I think AD's probably had one of the hardest roles. You know, he's had to make the team every single year in training camp 3 years in a row. You ask anybody around here who's had the best camp over 3 years, it's probably AD. And to come in to replace a great player like Marcus Williams, it was definitely his leash was very short on, you know, mistakes if he were to make them. But, man, he's really shown up, made the plays. But we've all seen the work he's put in over the past 3 years, so I think everybody was pretty comfortable putting him out there. And he's going to continue to shine.
Last one right here, Karina. A week ago, you had mentioned that
you
want to end the game on defense.
Yep.
Big defensive play today that impacted the momentum of the game. How do you feel about just how the defense has responded?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, that play with Kyle on fourth down, the pick with me, and then they didn't even go for it on that fourth down. But ending on defense is sweet. You know, it's been different. Beginning of the year, it seemed like we couldn't get a three and out ever. And now we get them often, and it's a big change. It's fun. It's just – it's how the Ravens defense is supposed to play. So it feels good to get back to that. And it just comes from work, continued work. And that's the plan we're going to keep doing, keep preaching. 11 guys doing 11 guys' job, and that's the key.
Thank you. All right,
thank you.